In any case, it was soon to become clear that free atonality was in itself a point of no return. It seemed to fulfill the conditions for musical progress. It seemed to continue the line of romantic expressivity in a subjective way from Wagner and Brahms through Bruckner and Mahler. The expressionism seemed logical, the atonality inevitable. But then, a dead end. Where did one go from here? Having abandoned all the rules. For one thing, the lack of constraints and the resulting ungoverned freedom produced a music that was extremely difficult for the listener to follow in either form or content. And this remained true in spite of all the brilliant and profuse inner structures to be found in this piece, canonic procedures and inverted phrases, retrogrades, and all the rest. And secondly, it was not easy for the composer to maintain his atonality because of that innate tonal drive we all share universally. And this was particularly true of Schoenberg, who was so gifted with his own innate musicality. Even the last song of Pierrot Lunaire yields to old triadic harmony when Pierrot, or Schoenberg, if you will, sings, O alter Duft aus Märchenzeit, old fragrance from once upon a time. And at that moment, it sounds like this. O alter Duft aus Märchenzeit. Now that is a really touching moment, that yearning for the universal. It's a moment that could have been Mahler.